This is program number LW2525. It really happened. It was quite a number of years ago, but it really happened. Hi, this is Larry West. Long before our interstate highways tied one side of our continent to the other, there was a little boy whose home was located way back in the hills, miles from his nearest neighbor. A one-room schoolhouse had opened more than 2 miles away from him, and to get to it, he had to go at least part of the way through a dense forest. Well, this kid's dad was a rough and tough backwoodsman, and he wanted his son to grow up, naturally, to be just like him. To help him to do that, he decided to tell his son that he'd have to go to school alone through that thick forest. Well, back in those days, especially in this particular area, there was always the threat of wild animals. Nevertheless, the father had made his decision. Naturally, the boy was afraid at first, but he went. And as the days continued and the weeks passed, he became braver and much more at ease. Then one day, late in the afternoon, it finally happened. A giant brown bear stepped out of the bushes and into the boy's path. He growled and snarled at the kid, but all the boy could do was just stand there. He couldn't move. He was terrified. Even if he had run, it wouldn't have done any good because the bear could have outrun him anyway. It seemed like hours, though it was only a few seconds, before something happened behind the kid that made him jump almost out of his boots. It was a gunshot. The bullet whizzed right by the boy's head, and the bear fell dead. From the bushes behind, his dad stepped out. The boy, now able to move, moved fast. He ran to his dad, threw his arms around his neck, and held on so tight his dad thought he was going to choke him. "It's all right, son. I've been with you all the time," he said. "All the time?" He said, "Every morning I've followed you to school, and every afternoon I've been in the shadows watching you. I've been here all the time." You know, it's amazing how much relief a daddy can be just by being there. I remember one day when my little boy was just 5 that I heard him crying outside. I was in the yard, and I looked up and saw him coming toward me from quite a ways off, crying as if his little heart would break. I walked over to him, knelt down in front of him, and we put our arms around each other. He laid his head on my shoulder, and he was crying so hard he couldn't tell me what had happened. While he was crying there, I heard myself say, "Daddy's here. Daddy understands." And you know, it didn't take him but a minute or two to settle down and tell me of his little social problem he had had with some kids in the neighborhood. It's amazing the relief a daddy can bring just by being there. It reminds me of what another father once said as he tells a story of one night when he was kissing his little daughter goodnight. All of a sudden, every light in the house went out. He suspected that a fuse had blown in the basement. So he told his little girl, "Daddy will be right back. You lie still and wait here." Well, the little girl was scared, and she didn't want to be left by herself. So she pleaded with him to take her with him. So he picked her up, and down the dark hallway they stumbled. She snuggled closer into his arms, and as they entered the basement, she tightened her arms about his neck even more, and here's what she said, "I'm not afraid. My daddy's here." Like I say, it's amazing the relief a daddy can bring just by being there. You know, it's amazing also, it's only God's child who understands how much relief having a heavenly Father can be just by knowing He's there. It's to the Christian that God says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." That's what the Bible says. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. A lot of individuals have different ideas as to how to get into God's family. Yet the Bible says, specifically, there is only one way. I've written a pamphlet discussing it. It comes from the Bible. The pamphlet is called, "What is the Gospel?" What is the Gospel? It's yours for the asking. I wish you would write me for it. I'd love to send it to you free of charge. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.